Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 183, I believe. Blink 183. I know everybody was mad at me that I didn't make any 182 jokes in the last episode, and honestly, so am I. I also talked about like pop punk music in that episode. So what was I thinking? I wasn't thinking. That's just the way it goes, man. I did that thing where like that's in like every fucking like romance movie or drama, and it's like, what were you thinking? And the person's like, I don't know. And the other person's like, you weren't thinking, you know? But yo, fucking, okay, we got some shit to announce. Tour, I'm going on tour. Big summer tour, okay? It's a theater tour for the most part. There's like one or two or three. There's like a very small amount of like comedy clubs that I'm doing. But for the most part, it is a theater tour, and I'm really nervous and I'm very excited because these are some of the biggest venues I've ever done in my life. And it's going to be fucking surreal, and I'm going to places that I've never been before. You can check the poster right here on the screen next to me. I'm going tons of places, bunch of shows in Florida, I'm going to Salt Lake City, Utah. And, it's just, I'm very excited. And the feedback has been really good. If you're watching this, the day this episode comes out, general presale, it starts tomorrow. You don't need a presale code, but,
use code CurtisTown.
You didn't hear that from me, but yeah, man, super excited. Also, we did the presale like early for people on the Patreon, and I thought like maybe a couple people would join the Patreon to get like the presale code maybe, but I thought it was just going to be like, people already subscribed, you can have it for free as like a little gift, you know? But we, dude, shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the new members of the Patreon. Cause that shit doubled, bro. Ow. That Patreon, our Patreon numbers fucking doubled, dude. So thank you so much for the support on the podcast, man. Even if you're going to fucking leave literally right after, I appreciate the support, even if it's just for a little, okay? Fucking crazy, man. And so, yeah, we doubled the Patreon. So welcome, everybody, if you join the Patreon. But this is just the main shit. But we got a bunch. I'm actually doing a bonus episode this week with Jenna. So if you haven't joined the Patreon yet, do it right now, okay? Because I'm doing a fire episode with Jenna. We're going to talk about the new studio and what went into it and a whole bunch of other shit. Also, if you join the Patreon, when I announce the next run of cities, we're going to do the same thing where the Patreon people get the presale code first. You know, just so you can get the best tickets and whatnot. But, dude, I knew this was going to happen, but drinking a coffee at 8:15 p.m. I'm feeling crazy. Someone put me in a straitjacket. I'm feeling kind of kooky. Do they still use straitjackets? I hope not. Yeah, that's what would that be? Like a North Face? Straight people wear those jackets. That's a straight jacket. Mostly a straight thing. Maybe it's not. Only straight people wear North Face. That's not true, obviously. What was I saying? Yeah, I knew this was inevitable. But, like, posting... I wanted to post all the tour cities at once. I told my management, I was like, we announced cities in batches with the Danny and Drew tour, and I hated it. I didn't like it at all. It was confusing for people, and it was like, hey, we got more cities, and it's like annoying, you know. But for this run, there was some venues and stuff that logistics that were like we needed to figure out for the last half of the tour. I switched my schedule around a bit because I wanted some time off. Because I'm a little diva. I'm a little diva bitch. Okay. But we switched some things around, and yeah, I was just like, it's whatever. If we announce it in two things, I'll just say more cities coming soon. And then no one will ask where a city is because I'm saying more cities announced soon and they'll just wait. No. Nope. No. Why did I think that was going to happen? You know? I was like, hey guys, don't, if you don't see your city here, don't worry. I am going to be there. And then all the comments, it's just so funny to complain about because like people want to see me, but I'm going to anyway, cause it's funny. They're like, where's Chicago? Oh, wow. You're really going to leave California off of this tour? What? No. You know how many people, everybody lives there. The main cities. And I said, I'm announcing more cities. I'm going to be there. Obviously. Well, where's Portland, Oregon? Wait. Wait, guys. I fucking said in the thing. I'm coming. If you don't see your city, just wait. I guarantee you. Well, I don't want to guarantee, but for the most part, if you live in a city in the United States, in a state that I haven't been there before, I'll probably be there or close to you. Okay? I promise. Chicago, I'll be there. LA, fucking up Pacific Northwest, I'll be there, okay? Just wait, okay? A few more weeks, and I'll announce those dates. But yeah, man, super excited for tour. I just signed the thing, just signed the contract to book the tour bus for us, so it's real. It's getting real. It's setting in. And I'm excited, man. I'm really excited for tour. I get to go with Jacob and Dean, my two best friends. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to miss home a lot. But you know what? It's tour life, you know? That's the life of a comic, you know? It's hard, but the thing is, there is a time in my life where I would have chopped off all of my limbs just to have this opportunity. So, you know what? I just got to do it now that I'm able to. And then it'll be worth it. But yeah, check out the fucking tour dates. I'll see you soon. And I'm stoked, man. And shout out to everyone giving love on the Patreon. I really do appreciate it. But yeah. I could talk about the, okay. Elephant in the room. How about, let's change the subject, shall we? Shall we? What the fuck?
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, just got a sharp pain in my side. Uh-oh. I'm turning 28 in 2 months, and those two things I just said are unrelated, I think. Hold on one sec. Talk amongst yourselves. I got to plug in my fucking cord. Ah! Jesus Christ. It's like I could do like an old guy acapella group where they just like groan because they're so old. Just make an old guy move and he'll hit a note pretty well. Oh yeah. And this is why I record at night. Because the regular people who do work in these offices are gonna be like, wow, I've already fucking hate my life and now there's an idiot next door, maybe fingering his asshole right now. I don't know what he's doing. He's singing like a goddamn church boy. Like a goddamn choir boy right now. He's hitting those notes like a young prodigy. Which is it? Sound off in the comments on how you pronounce prodigy. Protege. Elephant in the room. We're going to talk about it. I'm sorry. You've already heard everybody talk about it. Will Smith and Chris Rock. I'm sorry, I know, dude. I know, guys. I have to talk about it. Everybody, I need the clicks. I like how the end of that sound effect is like a shush sound, you know? Even then, people are like, all right, just stop. You're being mean. That's a bit too much. I'm okay with the first little bit of booing, but to that point, no, sir. That's a little too much booing. Guys, relax. Okay. So, yeah, there was the Oscars recently, the other night. And, yeah, it's where Hollywood's best. They come out and they celebrate movies and film. Even though No Way Home was fucking snubbed, and so was Tick, Tick, Boom. They were fucking snubbed, dude. Sure, Dune won every award. I didn't see it, so I can't really fucking have an opinion on it. And now this is the new thing. Last week, I got fucking tagged in a TikTok. Everybody's making fun of me because I don't know who Mitski is. Still don't. Now, just to fucking stick it to you guys, I'm never going to listen to Mitski. I don't care. If you guys missed last week, I said I don't know who Mitski is, and then people were making TikToks, they were making fun of me on Twitter because I don't know who Mitski is. And you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you guys, all right? And now I'm never going to listen to them. Never, ever. And that's just that, and that's your fault. They're probably great. They probably make really good music from what I see, but I'll never get to experience that, okay? Even like, if I'm just like walking around and then I just hear Mitski somewhere, I'm going the other way. I don't care if I have an appointment. I don't care if I'm going to see a movie. I'm going to see a movie, walk by a bar or a nightclub, they're playing Mitski. I don't know what kind of music they make. Are they nightclub music? I'm pretty sure it's really sad acoustic music. That'd be pretty cool in a nightclub. But even if I hear that, I'm running away. I'm going, oh, la, 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 la. So that's your fault. But no, I didn't see Dune either. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? Huh? What are you doing? What are you doing later? Dune. This is the worst podcast in the world, and I don't know why anybody listens to it, but it's all good. So what was I saying? Chris Rock and Will Smith. Okay. Chris Rock was doing some speech. And you know what? I didn't know that. Like, I saw a screenshot of the slap. Will Smith fucking hit Chris Rock, if you didn't know somehow. And I was like, I saw just a screenshot of, like, his, like, follow-through and Chris Rock being like, oh! Which is, like, a great photo, whoever snagged that one. But I thought it was, like, a staged thing. And then I watched the video and I was like, oh, It's not a staged thing. How about we watch it really quick so we all have context? I can, get that react cam. What? He did what? You know? Let's see what all the freaking fuss is about.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Okay.
That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
I'm going to, okay?
Dang.
Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Yeah, so that's, if you guys fucking somehow didn't see that, because everyone and their mother has got their own fucking opinion on this shit, and everyone's blabbing about it. So that's honestly, there's a lot of things that I want to say, kind of. Literally, me talking shit, everyone has their own opinion on it, and then me immediately being like, I have a lot of things I want to say. I believe this is real. I do think this is a genuine thing that happened, because Chris Rock genuinely seems, Unless Chris Rock really upped his acting skills, but this was such a real reaction to that that I don't think it's staged. Or at least maybe just one. I don't know, dude. Because, like, no one gives a fuck about the Oscars. You know what I mean? Like, they do, but they don't. Like, at least in the last few years, it's been going downhill, obviously. And now everybody's talking about the Oscars. Now they're freaking trending because this shit happens, huh? Not to be a fucking tinfoil hat guy, but I doubt this is a staged thing. You know? But I will say, when this initially happened, I was like, I thought of it'd be funny, like, what would Will Smith's apology look like? Because I was under the impression that, like, that wasn't that bad of a joke. Like, that wasn't that mean. Because I didn't know that Jada had alopecia and stuff. I thought that was, like, a choice thing that, you know, she, like, went, like, buzzed her head and stuff. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was, like, common information, like, to the public. Straight up, I thought, like, that was, like, a choice that she made. Because she looks sick. Like, she looks good. You know, she's rocking it for sure. Twitter's still doing fucking NFT profile pictures. Fuck off. But no, I tweet, like, I was thinking, like, oh, so he's, like, in trouble. What happens when celebrities do stuff? They're going to post an apology. And I was like, what is Will Smith's apology going to look like? And I was like, something like with Fresh Prince or something. And I was like, nah, maybe something with, like, Hitch or like, and then I thought I Am Legend, and I was like, oh, what if it was like I Am Sorry? So I made a, instead of I Am Legend, so I made, I quickly photoshopped a picture. It says I Am Very Sorry, and then I captured it Will Smith tomorrow morning on his Instagram. Probably great tweet, great fucking tweet. Okay, and that was my reaction to it. I just wanted to make a silly little goof. But it's, I want to read one reaction that was fucking so weird. And it was from Judd Apatow, the director of, like, all the comedy movies and stuff. I love the movies that he makes. They're funny, right? Superbad, he made that, right? Pineapple Express. All the other ones. So someone tweeted at Judd Apatow, Jada suffers of alopecia. I'm not saying it's right to hit people, but I understand Will's reaction. Good point, right? It's one thing to be angry. If someone's making fun of your wife, your partner, right? You know, you're angry, right? I mean, I don't think it was, like, warranted to, like, get up from your seat, walk all the way up to Chris Rock, smack him, and then walk back in the seat and be like, yeah, that was the right move. Like, you gotta be, I don't know. That's just not something, that's not where my brain would go to at first. But, hey, who knows? What the fuck do I know? Literally nothing. But then Judd Apatow quote tweeted this person's tweet and said, he could have killed him. That's pure out of control rage and violence. They've heard a million jokes about them in the last 3 decades. They are not freshmen in the world of Hollywood and comedy. He lost his mind. And hey, man. Nah, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. He couldn't have killed. That would not have killed him. He could have killed him. And that's honestly a read at Chris Rock. One slap in the face could have killed that man. Have you seen him? He's so frail. He's a tiny little bitch of a boy. One time I looked at him, he almost had a heart attack. He's a weak little man. He's a little pussy, if you will. That's basically what he's saying. He could have killed him. If you get slapped in the face that you so hard that you die, I feel like that's on you. You know what I mean? That's a you problem for sure. But yeah, that's crazy to be like, well, hey, that's Hollywood and comedy, man. We make fun of your wife's fucking illness, you know, or disability, man. Like, that's just what we do. The thing that is interesting to me that a lot of people are bringing up, though, is, like, Will, in the video, am I still recording? Yeah, I am. In the video, he, like, laughs.
I love you.
At first.
G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right?
So Will Smith is laughing right away as soon as he hears the joke. Jada's like kind of smirking, and then it slowly turns into her being like, oh, that fucking, shut up. And she's not too happy. And like, I understand, you know, taking a second to fully understand a joke, I guess. Because when someone makes a joke at first, you just want to laugh along. The cameras are there, right? All your peers are there, your coworkers, right? But then, yeah, from that laugh, it took how long? Let's see how long it took. Okay, he laughs at 4 seconds. 14 seconds, he stands up. So 10 seconds it took for him to be like, that's a good one, to, I'm going to get up and fucking slap this guy. So that's pretty quick, to be honest. But what I was thinking when I first saw this clip, it'd be like, it'd be really funny if this is what Will Smith does whenever anybody says Jada's name, because he says, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. So, like, if they're at, like, the DMV as a family, do they go to the... I never thought of that about that. Do celebrities go to that, or they have people that do it for them? Because they need to, like, sign papers and shit, right? They go there to, like, renew their driver's license. And then the person is, like, calling whoever's name. Is like, okay, so who's up next? Jada? Jada Smith? And then Will gets up. He's like... And he goes, whoosh! Keep my wife's fucking name out of your mouth, dude. And the guy behind the counter is like, oh, what the hell, man? I'm Chris Rock. Where did you hit... He works at the DMV now, too. I guess all what I've learned is that I will never make a joke about somebody's wife on stage. I've learned, because then Will Smith will come up and slap me, and I don't want that. Okay, it's like Bloody Mary. You know, if you go into a bathroom, turn off all the lights, and then you say Jada Smith 3 times, Will Smith appears and smacks you in the face. so don't do it, guys. Don't. You will regret it, okay? But man, that's gonna go down in history as like a pivotal moment in media for sure. That's like the next Kanye and Taylor thing, you know? Chris Rock's going to do a whole special about it. You know, Will Smith is going to drop an album about it. You know, and there's going to be like an HBO fucking documentary about that 5 second clip. It's a pivotal moment, and we're all alive to see it. I'm really glad. Aren't we so lucky that we're alive now? You know? People in the 1600s have no idea what any of this shit is. The most exciting thing they saw was like a bird. Like a big bird. You know? Pilgrims and shit. They lived until they were like 29. And the coolest shit they saw was like a really big bird one time. And they were like, wow! Can you see the bird? That was majestic. Can't wait to have mud for dinner. You know? I don't know what pilgrims ate. I'm not a smart guy. and I've never claimed to be. It's probably all this mud I'm eating going right to my head, or not, because I'm not smart. Mud. I got mud in my brain. Filthy little mud brain, you know, from Hogwarts, but not really, because they say blood. Okay. Dude, I wanted to talk about... What can we talk about? I'm at a half hour right now. There's two things I could talk about. I could talk about... Sorry, hair in my mouth. I could talk about Shane Dawson having a kid, or people being nostalgic for early lockdown. Maybe I'll talk about lockdown. Dude, fuck Shane Dawson, man. But he is having a child. Well, he's not having, like, he's, because he's like, he can't physically do that. Shane and Ryland are trying to have a child. I'm guessing like adopt or have a surrogate. I didn't watch the video because it was literally 35 minutes of them sitting in a car, eating fast food, talking about their fucking baby that they want.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
But yeah, that's a real thing that's happening. It's funny to think that like they're trying to have a baby. It's like we keep having sex, but like neither of us are getting pregnant, and we don't know what's going on. We don't get it. But that sucks. I imagine your dad being Shane Dawson. I guess the joke here is he is gonna have a Shane Daw son, okay? And now we can move on. Or a Shane Daw a Shane daughter. Shane Daw daughter. A Shane Daw daughter. Okay. Change the subject. I've been seeing some ting tonks recently about really something interesting. It's like people are being very like nostalgic for like early 2020, which was very interesting to me. I found, I'll try to find one really quick. There's like a trend. I've seen like a few. Okay. Here's one. I actually enjoyed 2020 quarantine. It's not ridiculous to say that. And then all the comments are like, yeah, dude, I missed it, man. Those are the days, like, early 2020. It's just interesting to me. I wanted to make like a full video about it, but I don't know if there's like enough things for me to talk about. But there was another one being like POV. My React cam died. One second. I need to get like a long stick so I can like poke the record button at the back of the camera, or a boomerang so I can just like throw it. I don't know, it's way back. It hits the camera and presses the record button. But then it only records boomerang, so I'm like, okay. I can't, dude, a DSLR that only records boomerangs? Dude, that's so funny. You hire, like, this fucking super expensive photographer to, like, come, like, photograph your wedding, and it's all boomerangs, man? Okay, that's funny. Okay, that's officially funny, but, oh yeah, I'm getting word now that that's hilarious. Okay. Yeah, thank you. But, What was I saying? Yeah, there was like one that was like POV. It's March 2020 and you're on your seventh walk of the day. And it was like happy music playing and all the comments were like, yo, straight up, like take me back. Like these are the fucking days, like no worries, man. And it's so weird, man. I get it, but it's so strange to look back at the beginning of a global pandemic to be like, man, those are the fucking days, bro. Simpler times, man. All those people dying, all those old people just fucking croaking. All those people just kicking the bucket, man. Take me back, bro. Take me back to the fucking days. You know? I think it was like, I think people are, but like straight up though, I will feel that sometimes. I will like feel a little bit of, and like, let me know, leave a comment, guys. Fucking come on, dude. Don't leave me hanging, bro. Leave a fucking comment when you think about this. But like, there are some days where I'm like, man, early lockdown, March, April, May, right in the springtime, right? Everyone was like, there was like, you got to stay at home and shit. I don't know, man. There was something about it where like, it was like in Watchmen, you know, the graphic novel Watchmen, when, Ozymandias, he's like, that's his name, right? And his like goal is to bring this like interdimensional alien to Earth, and it's going to kill a bunch of people when it shows up, but like that'll bring the Earth together because it's like a common enemy, right? So it's like greater good. So that was it. Like COVID was that interdimensional alien, you know? COVID was that common enemy for a bit, kind of. Like, there were still people being like, nah, I don't buy it. Which sucks, because, like, now even if there was an alien invasion and, like, literal, like, aliens coming in and be like, yo, we're going to fucking kill all of you and, like, take all your shit. People would be like, nah, I'm not buying it. Yeah, right. Those are, that's not real. And then we'd get fucked. Like, we'd have any shot at, like, defending ourselves anyway, but you know what I mean. But I think it was, like, everybody was in the same boat, like everybody at the same time, and the whole world was like thinking and worrying about the same thing. And I think that's what people were like missing, I guess, was like compassion, I guess, to like other people. Cause that was the first few months, right? Everyone was like, didn't know what it was really. And then like after that, then came out all like the conspiracy theories and all like the anti-vax, anti-maskers and shit. Because, like, it was hard to have an anti-vaxxer movement when, like, there wasn't even a vaccine yet. You know what I mean? So, and, like, essential workers, obviously, they were still working. But, like, now it's, like, COVID is still very much a thing. You know, even though there's vaccines and stuff and it's, like, you know, it's getting better, right? But, like, we still have to work now. That's the difference, you know? It's, like, everyone just tells us to go to work and shit. But now also with COVID. So it's like, I guess being, it's just sad that like the most like closest we've been to like utopia was because of like a fucking pandemic, a deadly virus. That just goes to show you, man, like capitalism is like the real fucking like virus. I was like, the real pandemic is capitalism and this fucking like money driven world that like we're all just like forced to fucking like work and shit. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I do miss the early stuff sometimes. I remember when lockdown first started, I would like, that's when I started like Twitch streaming and stuff. I would play like, we'd play these games with Danny and Drew that were really fun. We have like game night, which was fun. And it was just like, it was, you know, I would order these like a big case of like this cider from this company called Stock and Row in Toronto. They'd like deliver it and it was so nice. Cause I was like, I can't leave my house, you know? Yeah. I don't know. It was just interesting to me that, people are, cause never at the time, early March 2020 and stuff, like, would you ever think that you're going to be like, I'm going to miss this time, you know? Everyone was downloading TikTok, you know? Yo, do you think TikTok started COVID? So we would all be forced to download their app? Yo, It's like a red laser that just shows up on my forehead. Oh shit, I figured it out. All right, fucker, should we get some advice going and then we'll wrap it up?
We could do some advice.
Damn, I need a jingle for my
advice
segment.
You have no say in what happens. Gonna do it.
My advice segment. Jingle for my advice segment.
Alrighty. Are you ready to fucking get some advice? All right, we got a different one. We got an interesting one here. Always looking for the weird ones, dude. Always looking for the different type fucking advice, you know? All the advice I get are like, oh, what do I do with my life? What do I do for college? Shut up. Oh, I think my boyfriend's cheating on me. Yeah, probably. Worst advice segment ever, imagine. No, but I love doing a goofy, you know, a different advice question. That's always fun to switch it up sometimes. So, all right. Howdy. So I'm like from the other side of the world, Australia, down under. You from down under, mate? All right. Kangaroo. Me and my sis love your shit. I can't even do an Australian accent. Aussie, 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 you know? God, I love the new shoes you had in your... Okay. Okay, gotta love the new shoes you had in your emo episode. Oh, these ones? These little guys? I'm getting into collecting shoes at the moment. I recently got Jordans from Culture Kings in Brisbane. And I said it right. And I absolutely love them. So you got like any advice on shoe collecting and like the best times to buy shoes and what shelving to use to show off shelves and shit? This isn't much of an advice segment, but I truly do need help. A lot of support you, a lot of support for you and Miss Jenna. And then they sent a picture of their shoes. And this, I love this. Everybody comment, nice shoes, mate. I'll have to send this picture to Sabrina too so they can put it on the screen. But yeah, dude. I mean, hey, look, you're talking to a guy who loves collecting shit, you know? I mean, it's easier to collect cards because they're smaller. I don't know how you would go about displaying shoes other than like displaying them on your feet, but then that would make them, you get them dirty. What you could do is wear the shoes and then get like a tub, like a plastic, like tub of like that resin shit, you know, like that plastic stuff. And then just step into it with the shoes on. Two separate ones, maybe, with resin in both of the bins. And then step in them, you know. Two separate bins. You wait till it hardens. And then you break the bins off. So now you have, like, two blocks. Like, you have two fucking Minecraft feet of plastic resin that you can still walk around. You can click-clack around with your big plastic blocks. But the shoes are safe inside of them. So you're still wearing the shoes. You get to like show them off, right? But you also preserve them. And then once the resin sort of chips off after walking around, just do it again, you know? So there's one option. Also, you could put like wood on the wall, put them on it. I've actually seen ones that like make your shoe like float. Am I, like, imagining that? I'm going to search that up. Stand by. Floating shoe display. Yeah, dude. The floating shoe display. As if this is a fucking real thing, you know what I mean? Okay, let's see how this fucking thing works.
Damn it! Ta-da! Here you go. That's not it.
Oh, it's like a magnet.
I feel like this shoe weighs. All right, I'm switching shoes.
Oh, it's like a magnet.
Light is the one I just did. If you have not seen my review on the Diegos, which I know aren't the Diegos.
You could do this.
I know they're exactly the same shoe, but just made out of suede. I didn't get the leather ones because I figured they would die like super quick.
All right, fucking so do it already, man.
Watch that because I know a lot of people like.
Do it! Oh, there you go. Whoa.
Oh, shit!
How are we using this technology for shoes? You should put that in shoes already and then put all of the magnets under the or under the ground, under the pavement, so it can just float around. Are you kidding me, dude?
Oh.
Okay. So you could do that. So either do this or the resin in your shoes. Either way is fine. Okay, next one. Last advice segment, then we'll wrap it up. Hi, Curtis. This is a bit of a tricky one to answer, so sorry in advance. I know you've given advice for grief before, but my situation is a little different. 2 years ago, I had a close friend pass away. I'm sorry. She was one of the funniest people I knew, and I don't know how to deal with her loss without making jokes about it. Okay. I'm not a serious person at all, and I'm not going to suck my own balls here and say I'm a professional comedian or something, but I'd say I'm a pretty funny person at least. Well, you said suck my own balls, so it's very funny. So my reaction to situations like this is always to make it into some sort of joke. I'm aware of how inappropriate that can be in situations like this one. I know that she would want people to be making jokes because she was fucking hilarious and she'd want people to laugh about everything, but I can't joke about it with my friends without feeling extreme crushing guilt for some reason. I know everyone deals with grief differently, and I know that making jokes about this sort of stuff is completely okay, in the right setting, of course, because that's just how I grieve. But whenever I make any comment about her death, I think about her family and how fucking sad they must be to have lost a daughter when she was only 17. Of course, I'm sad about it too. I'm absolutely devastated, and I miss her every day. And I would never make any sort of joke about it around her parents, but some part of me can't let go of the guilt around the jokes I make, even when they aren't listening. So my question for you is, what would you do? I know you're a comedian who can't take anything seriously. Okay, thank you. So how would you go about it? You think I'm a comedian? I think I need some advice from somebody who is funny and not just people older than me and therapists who always tend to give the same advice. Your way of grieving is normal, blah, blah, blah. Thanks in advance. Big fan of the pod. Been listening since 2019 and you're heard a huge part of my weekly routine now. Well, thank you so much. Well, first off, yeah, I'm very sorry that you lost a friend. Such a young age, too. That's very sad. So my heart goes out to you and your friend's family. But yeah, I mean, I know people always say like people grieve in many different ways. Sometimes they shut off emotionally. Sometimes they're very open emotionally. Sometimes they use humor. And like, yeah, everybody says that your grieving method is fine, like no matter what it is. But like, they don't fucking mean that, I feel like. Because you'll make a joke, and then someone will be like, come on, you know? And it's like, I'm not fucking, like, making fun of the fact that they died, you know? People will say that that's fine until you do it, and then they're like, well, come on. And it's like, well, which is it, you know? Because any sort of, I've lived a pretty fucking, good life compared to a lot of people. I've had it pretty fucking easy. You know, but I do have some things that happen in my life that I'm not stoked about, right? Trauma, if you will. And I joke about it, right? And I joke about, and because that's just how I deal with it, you know? Because, like, why would I be fucking sad about something when I can just be like, when I could just make a joke about it and then make me laugh or maybe make someone else laugh, right? And that's the thing, too, that you said. Your friend would want that. When I die, I hope if I have anyone in my life that is still alive, I would hope that, when I die, be nice to say nice things about me, but also you can make jokes. Actually, well, yeah, if you want. I can't fucking stop you, you know? Because also, what am I going to do about it, you know? I'll be fucking dead. But yeah, I think, honestly, dude, like, if you're around the... I think you just have to, like, pick where and who you say those jokes around. Because if you're with, like, your friends or people who also grieve that way, I think that's fine, right? But if you're with someone who is, like, very, you know, who they don't like the jokes, which is, like, totally normal. I'm not being like, well, fuck you if you hate jokes. Like, that's totally normal to not want to laugh about your friend dying. So I think you just have to, like, you know, pick where you say those jokes, and that's totally fine. I hope that's good advice. I didn't really give any advice of things you already just said, kind of, but hopefully that helped. But we're going to wrap it up. Folks, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, check out the Patreon for the bonus episode with Jenna. And for future bonus episodes and to listen to past bonus episodes and for early access to the cities that will be coming out very soon. Thank you so much for the support. Like, comment, subscribe, all that shit. Thank you so much. Love you. And I'll see you next week. Peace out.